This is the B1 test. I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. You'll hear each piece twice. Remember, while you're listening, write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Look at part one. In part one, you will hear two people talking about their favourite films. Choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You have 30 seconds to read the instructions. Now you will hear part one. Dean.
Right, my favorite film. I think that would probably be Raiders of the Lost Ark, which subsequently was renamed the first Indiana Jones film. It came out in, I believe, 1981, the year after Empire Strikes Back. The director was Steven Spielberg. And, of course, the most famous actor in the film is Harrison Ford, but as well it had Karen Allen, who played Marion, and the villain was played by, I believe, Paul Freeman. The plot is pretty basic. Indiana Jones, as almost everybody knows, is an archaeologist who's also a college professor. So he teaches, and then in between his teaching, he manages somehow to run around the world looking for unusual or precious artifacts of ancient civilizations. And he fights the Nazis. I guess this was in the lead up to the war or during the war. I'm not forget which year it was supposed to be set in. And why it's my favorite? I guess because it was an interesting, well, the movie never stopped moving. It was just one sort of adventure after another. And it was also interesting because Indiana Jones obviously had this wonderful adventure life, but he also was part of the community. He worked in the college, and that kind of duality appealed to me, where you can run off and do crazy things, but you can also have some kind of intellectual life that's useful not only for yourself, your personal development, but for the wider community.
Fiona.
My favorite film is a film directed by Vera Chytilová, who is an Eastern European director from the Czech Republic, and she directed a film called Daisies, which I find to be one of the most interesting films I've ever seen. It's got very little plot. It's quite a crazy film. There are trees in the film that have both apples and oranges on them, and politically I think that the film is a criticism of consumerism, because there are two girls in the film who spend a lot of time eating a huge amount of food, and they go to a banquet at the end and they really consume an incredible amount of food, and the two girls both have the same name. It's a very unpredictable film, very unusual, and I think that anyone who sees this film will be very surprised.
Now you will hear part one again. Dean.
Right, my favorite film. I think that would probably be Raiders of the Lost Ark, which subsequently was renamed the first Indiana Jones film. It came out in, I believe, 1981, the year after Empire Strikes Back. The director was Steven Spielberg, and of course the most famous actor in the film is Harrison Ford, but as well it had Karen Allen, who played Marion, and the villain was played by, I believe, Paul Freeman. The plot is pretty basic. Indiana Jones, as almost everybody knows, is an archaeologist who's also a college professor. So he teaches, and then in between his teaching, he manages somehow to run around the world looking for unusual or precious artifacts of ancient civilizations. And he fights the Nazis. I guess this was in the lead up to the war or during the war. I'm not forget which year it was supposed to be set in. And why it's my favorite? I guess because it was an interesting, well, the movie never stopped moving. It was just one sort of adventure after another. And it was also interesting because Indiana Jones obviously had this wonderful adventure life, but he also was part of the community. He worked in the college, and that kind of duality appealed to me, where you can run off and do crazy things, but you can also have some kind of intellectual life that's useful not only for yourself, your personal development, but for the wider community.
Fiona.
My favorite film is a film directed by Vera Chytilová, who is an Eastern European director from the Czech Republic, and she directed a film called Daisies, which I find to be one of the most interesting films I've ever seen. It's got very little plot. It's quite a crazy film. There are trees in the film that have both apples and oranges on them, and politically I think that the film is a criticism of consumerism, because there are two girls in the film who spend a lot of time eating a huge amount of food, and they go to a banquet at the end and they really consume an incredible amount of food, and the two girls both have the same name. It's a very unpredictable film, very unusual, and I think that anyone who sees this film will be very surprised.
That is the end of part 1.